Hi there. Welcome to Conscious Living. I'm Wendy Garrett. This is Empower Radio. I appreciate your time. Thanks for tuning in. Hope you're having a great day wherever you are. Lots of good stuff happening. All sorts of amazing, I guess, people, events, awarenesses, opportunities going on in the world. So today, in part of the format, we're going to switch in the middle and go from one guest to another. So it's all one happy family here. So just, you know, follow along. We'll switch over to Alexandra Austin, and she's promoting a project she's got going right now on Kickstarter. A few hours left. I think it goes till Friday to raise funds for a project that will focus on intuitives and their view of the world and what's going on right now. So kind of a diverse selection. And then after that, if you're tagging along on the live show today, Jim Pathfinder Ewing, he's going to talk about conscious food. And he's the author of Reiki Shamanism. And at the back of the book, Conscious Food, which is really a primer on how we got from being a totally different human, I guess, how do I put this, in our history, how the focus became less on sharing our product, such as, you know, working for communities and developing food and harvesting all of that and sharing with the community, to putting food out as a tool and a power where only a few groups have access. And this translates to being able to put a patent on a seed and having the person next to you, if their crops start to show any signs that they have incorporated that gene into their seed, then they can be sued. It's a really a very interesting way that that has changed our world. Anyway, Jim goes into it much more depth than I do, and we'll talk with him about that, conscious food. So really a lot of different areas we're talking about today, and whatever resonates for you, you might get a few ideas or a few pieces of insight to maybe give you a different appreciation for the diversity of minds, of thoughts, of beings who are giving us an opportunity to rethink our future and the way we see the present. So we're going to call Alexandra, get her on the line, and talk about the project she's got going and go from there, because I think my interview with him was supposed to have happened between this time, 12:20, and we're up. So I guess that's one of those things that says, hey, we didn't have an interview, but we still got the really cool book. And if you have a chance, check it out. Just, you know, take a few peeks at the photos, because it's really insightful. And it shows you what you can do if you decide to make a career change, going from being an ophthalmologist, a retina specialist, to an incredible photographer. That life is too short to pigeonhole yourself or put yourself in one career when there's a whole world of opportunities. And conscious living is what that's about. It's saying, I'm going to be present. What have I done? What would I like to do? Have I done that yet? And there's still time. If you're here, you're present, you're listening, you want to make a change, take a look at this guy's history and know that if he can do it, you can too. So if you don't mind, I'm going to take a quick break here and throw in a couple commercials so we can segue into Alexandra. So if you're listening, I appreciate your time, appreciate the fact that you're tuning into Conscious Living. It's been an amazing year, over 50,000 downloads, I believe, is what the stats showed. Eben Alexander is still the most popular show, and it's incredible to me to see those numbers. So thank you for listening, and thank you for sharing. We'll be back with Alexandra Austin on Conscious Living at Empower Radio. I'm Wendy Garrett. Tap dancing! And it's fun.
What would happen if you didn't follow the established path? If you did the unexpected? Would you feel scared? Proud? Relieved? Could you explain that helping the people of Peru improve their own community would also have an effect on your own? Or assisting an entrepreneur in Ukraine to launch her small business? Or creating a support group in Malawi for children orphaned by AIDS? What if you established your own path, one that others might follow? Would you rather make your own way or spend your life saying, what if? Life is calling. How far will you go? Peace Corps. To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or go to peacecorps.gov.
A bright future starts with a healthy lifestyle.
Pinocchio, Kimberly, I'm a real boy!
Good nutrition and physical activity are fuel for your child's mind and body.
Now you're talking!
And the food pyramid will help you find the right balance of everything you and your child need. Grains, vegetables, fruits, oils, milk, and meats and beans.
Nothing can stop me now.
Just remember, smart choices from every food group, along with the right amount of physical activity, can put everyone on the path to better health.
Look, the wishing star.
You don't have to make a wish for a healthier you to come true. Just eat right.
Here's an apple.
Be active.
Come on, I'll race you home.
And make it balance.
Attaboy, Pinocchio.
A healthy lifestyle can lead to great things for you and your child. Visit MyPyramid.gov to learn more. That's MyPyramid.gov. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Agriculture and the Ad Council.
Before there were computer games and HDTV, cram courses and teaching to the test, there was this thing called imagination. A tool so powerful, it could transport kids on the most amazing journeys of their lives, from outer space to center field at Yankee Stadium. It is for these journeys that Destination Imagination was created, an extraordinary after-school program in creativity and teamwork for every child. At Destination Imagination, teams are formed and challenges are met with a whole lot of imagination. And while we can't guarantee it'll get your kid into Harvard or onto American Idol, we're pretty sure that Destination Imagination will be the most important journey they make this year. Maybe any year. Parents, teachers, start a Destination Imagination team by calling 888-321-1503 or visit destinationimagination.org. That's destinationimagination.org.
It's Conscious Living on Empower Radio. Hi there, I'm Wendy Garrett. Thanks for listening. I appreciate your time. We've got a guest who is doing these Kickstarter things are really, I think, unique ways of gathering funds and getting your project out in a whole new way that people didn't have access to before. It allows you to actually see, okay, how much am I going to have to pay? Is somebody willing to chip in? If I have a good enough project, are they going to sell it? One of the people I saw lately, Natalie of the Pomplamoose singing group, raised $100,000 to make her own LP or DVD, CD, music thing. Her own project. How's that? Her own album. This world is changing so fast. You can't use the right terminology because it's expired as soon as you spit it out. Anyway, she got $100,000 from doing a Kickstarter project. That's impressive. So Alexandra Austin is doing a project she's going to tell you all about because her project is right now in the running, getting money, building, getting some support. Hi, Alexandra. Thanks for being here.
Hi, Wendy. It's a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
What's the background on your project that you're working on right now?
Well, we'd have to probably go back 20 years for that. I've had readings on and off since I was 18. I would say I've been on a quote-unquote spiritual path. We don't have, you know, good word for it, but since I was 15. And through that, I've met a lot of people who've, you know, given me insight and encouragement. And really, this is kind of the result of the experience of talking to all these intuitives for years and years and years, and, you know, finding out who I resonated with, finding out who I didn't resonate with, and, you know, who was strong in certain areas and who was strong in other areas. And, you know, really my experience in that has led to, you know, really realizing that people who are intuitive, who work with spirit on a daily basis, really are uniquely qualified to talk about life and love and the universe. As qualified as anyone else is, because we're all human beings, we're all on the planet, we're all living our lives in the same boat. But these people, because they are consciously tuned to that, really have wonderful and amazing insights. And what I found so fascinating was that even though I was speaking to people who have different backgrounds, different focus, different disciplines, and different gifts, they're all really saying the same thing. And so that was the basis for this, was wanting to, was listening to these things, having them resonate as truth for me, and then really wanting to say, wow, you know, other people need to hear this. So that's where it came from.
Okay, now, how did you connect with these people, or how are you connecting with these people?
It's really an intuitive, organic process. I honestly cannot remember, really, how I met some of these people. I may have found them online. They may have been referred to me. Some of them were referred to me by each other. So it's really been an ongoing journey. And you know, I think it's quite telling that I can't remember how the connections were made somehow. It's been, some of them I've known for years, some of them are very new. So it's interesting.
Okay, do you have a favorite? I'll put you on the spot. Sorry.
No, diplomat,
huh?
I honestly don't, because everyone, I love everyone. Everyone's different. They've all got different approaches. But, you know, it's like, I don't know how it is. It's like saying, you know, a parent saying that they have a favorite child, I suppose.
I know.
So they're not my children. Obviously, they're not my children.
Okay. Well, obviously, these are all favorites because they're in your project. All right. So we can narrow that down. In the meantime, what do you think is the most powerful message? Do you have something like that?
Well, it's not really a message from an individual. It's the overall message that, you know, we're all connected, and that because we are all connected to the same source, because we all come from the same place, we all are gifted with the same abilities and the same power. So even though spiritual intuitives have a special talent or ability or gift that they were born with, much like playing the piano, and this was an analogy that Elizabeth Taylor, one of the interviewees, had told me a long time ago, you know, you may not be born Mozart, but you can learn to play the piano. So we all have the ability to connect to ourselves, to connect to our source, listen to that inner guidance, and create our lives. So that's really it.
How much of that have you done for yourself? I mean, in terms of setting this whole thing up, I know the intuition thing is what people tend to label that guidance of, okay, what program do I take next? But how in getting to from point A to point B, how much of that directed your life from here to now?
Oh gosh, it's a total ongoing work in progress. It's a daily, you know, minute by minute, moment by moment experience for me. And I'm learning. I'm in the middle of learning this. So there was not any one moment, I would say, that kind of sparked it. It's really going along, you know, and trying, living those principles, and listening to myself and trusting myself. So it's an ongoing process of that. And as I am able to do that more and more, then the process gets easier and easier, and it becomes clearer and clearer what I'm supposed to do and how I'm supposed to do it. And I've been a very analytical person. I've been a very impatient person in the past. And so this whole process has taught me, you know, trust and patience on a scale and a level that I've never experienced before. And the more I let go of that, the easier that the creativity comes in, and the easier it becomes to do this. So it's really amazing and totally unexpected and completely 180 degrees away from what I expected. And you said at the beginning of the hour when you were talking about, you know, kind of a variety of guests and a way that you don't normally do the show, you said right at the beginning about your prior guest that it was about a path that you didn't necessarily know or expect. You know, it's having one path in mind and then ending up being on something else completely different. And that's been my experience as well. Whenever I think I know what it is, it turns out to be something else.
You know, I think from my own experience, if I didn't think it was going to go a certain direction, I might not take that path. So it's that little carrot of thinking it's going to go a certain way that gets me out the door and on the way, and then like find out, oh, this wasn't what I thought. Ha ha ha. gotcha. That's for me, that's the way it works. Like, shoot, that's not fair. You know, and then it turns out to be something I like, but I was going in a totally different way for a totally different reason. And then I find myself, oh, well, okay, that makes a lot of sense because I wouldn't have done it otherwise.
Exactly.
And I think that's that obstinate, willful inner child that says, I have to know it has to be for this reason or I'm not going.
Yeah, I think it's partly that. And also I had a long chat with Meredith Murphy of Expect Wonderful, who's one of my fabulous interviewees as well. And I was describing that process of you get a piece of insight. You know, your inner voice tells you something and then your mind will race to fill in the blanks of, oh, it's going to be this and it's going to go that way. And now I can do, you know, X, Y, and Z. And it just doesn't turn out that way. And I think we can shoot ourselves in the foot by doing that. But if you really just sit in the present moment and allow it to unfold, then you don't have to do that push and that struggle. It will just come because moment to moment you get the insight and the guidance. But to people who are used to being very, you know, forward thinking and, you know, focused on, you know, a to-do list, it's difficult to let go of. Because you're basically walking blind. Okay, I have enough information to make the next step, and then I've got no idea after that. That is a difficult thing when you're used to doing it the other way.
Okay, now I'm going to give you here 5 minutes. I'm not going to interrupt. I won't say anything to make your presentation and tell people what your project is about, who's in it, and because if they haven't seen it before, it's on Kickstarter.com. And but just for someone who's listening. And 3flamemedia.com is the website. But for someone who's listening, what are they going to learn and what is this about and why should they give you some funds before the fundraising stops? How's that for 5 minutes? Can will that work?
Well, we'll give it a go. We'll give it the old college try.
Okay. All right. You're yep. on. You're on.
All right. Well, I think another reason why this really came about for me was that I was working in a job that I'm really good at. I was working in digital advertising as a producer, you know, working with a lot of entertainment clients in a company where I love the people and, you know, very dynamic, very exciting, you know, really good lifestyle living in LA. But inside, I wasn't happy. And, you know, it was always a case of, well, I'll do this. And then on the other side of it, I will, you know, focus on my spiritual path. Well, it got to the point where I felt really, really schizophrenic, like, you know, freelancing for a couple of months and then, you know, going back to, you know, the spiritual work I was doing and you know, focusing on films and how I was going to get that out there. And, you know, when you're focused on a creative project, and you know this, Wendy, you have to be immersed in it. You have to be present and available to it. If you close the door on that for a couple of months, it's very difficult to go back and keep that flow because you lose the momentum. And so I'm thinking, I can't be the only one going through this. There must be other people who, you know, you don't have a bad life. It's a good life, you know, from somebody on the outside looking in, but it's not personally making you happy. So my challenge was, how do I bring those two worlds together and finally stand out and do this, you know, stand up and say, this is who I really am and use my talents for what I really want to focus on. And I had no idea how to do that. So the Kickstarter campaign came from that, was me taking a stand saying, okay, I'm going to say that this project is worthwhile and this deserves money and this deserves the funds behind it to make this a reality so that I can focus on these projects, films that transform and awaken human consciousness or help to do that. And get one done, and so I can do more and continue doing that. And I think that if you are somebody who's listening to your inner voice, and you know those little things, those little, you know, nudges that, oh, I fancy doing this today, I feel like doing that, or you know, when you don't want to go into work on Monday, it's a beautiful day, and you just want to go for a walk on the beach, but you can't because you've got, you know, work and commitments and appointments and meetings and conference calls. No, and it's about moving into greater freedom. So if there's anyone who wants to do that, then this film is going to be for them. And the insights and the messages that come through from these people, I think, are going to help people orient to themselves to do that. And orienting to life, orienting to yourself is one message that Meredith Murphy of Expect Wonderful gives. And it's really that really trusting to yourself, listening to yourself. And so the messages are really about that, about turning back inwards and, you know, instead of listening to the outside world, understanding that we create our worlds, what we see outside is created from ourselves. And Deepak Chopra says that, you know, the world, we're not in the world is in us. So I think that if people have been thinking, well, you know, there must be more to this, or having a nudge to investigate things that they might not have looked into before, and to change something about their life so they can be more joyful, so they can be happier, so they can, you know, share their personal inner gift. That's what this film is for. That's what it's designed to help them do. And it's really not coming from a place of people need to change. It's more there for people who want to change and who are willing to make that journey to joy, basically.
Okay. That's pretty good. That's pretty good. You've got some people on the page, and I've got Three Flame Media that you are focused on. Is this the final selection, or are there more?
There are more. There is the wonderful Brenda Hoffman of Life Tapestry Creations, and she has a blog that is also on Spirit Library. You'll see that come up every week. She is somebody I particularly resonate with now because her main focus is moving from the mindset of work to the mindset of joy and creativity. She wrote a book called A Glimpse of Your Future in 1988, and I'm actually reading it now, and it's just as relevant now, if not more so, than it was when she wrote it. And the interesting thing about Brenda is that she spent 20 years, she was channeling for people, and she spent 20 years just focusing on herself and working through her own, as she calls it, you know, issues. And it was just fascinating to me because, you know, how it can take that long, you know, to undo the conditioning that we have, you know, being born into this world with its outer directed focus. It does not teach us to be inner directed. But this is exactly what you're doing on shows like this, what Brenda's doing, what Meredith is doing, and everybody else who's involved in this film, they're teaching people to listen to themselves and to take inspired action based on the information that we're given by our inner guidance.
I think part of it, though, you know, when you mentioned channeling and how she waited and did personal work, there's such an amazing connect that happens when you first realize that something else, another form of consciousness, is willing, able, and actively interacting with you. And some of that, when the words and the language aren't your normal pattern, your normal way of expressing yourself, you start experimenting and exploring and becoming, I guess, reborn in a whole new way of seeing the world. You all of a sudden have this very profound connection. And there are no words to describe it. That's why I struggle with putting this into words. But you have to then go back and get beyond what your ego and all the things you have been taught up to that point tells you about reality. That all of a sudden there's this feeling of, oh my gosh, I have this wonderful connect with all that is, with the supreme divine, and I've got to share it. I have to let everybody know it's coming through me, and yeah, I am the source. And you have to get by that, because that's a big bugaboo that really comes up pretty quick to kick you into another world of reality. It's called grandiosity. And you then you go back and realize there are many things that can come through you. And some of them are more self-revealing than they are revealing of the other that's out there. So the 20 years is time well spent, because this thing can take you for an incredible ride before you realize that's exactly what it is. And you have to come home to your own foundation and come back to what is most important for me to deliver in this message, rather than how am I to benefit from the message. Does that make sense?
It totally does. And in the beginning when you asked me about favorites, you know, and it's truly they all are, though they wouldn't be in the film. But what the fascinating thing to me was, as the clips, you know, were going up on YouTube and you know, through Kickstarter, the feedback that I was getting was everyone had a different person that they resonated with. Everyone resonated with a different message. So, you know, I would have, you know, various people calling me or emailing me saying, oh, I love what so-and-so said, or so-and-so was my favorite, and I like this one too, because it depends where they are in their lives. You know, it's that, you know, thing about whenever you're ready, the teacher will appear. Well, there are different teachers throughout your lifetime, and you need to hear certain things at certain stages of your journey. And so that's what's brilliant about this, you know, organically choosing a group of people who, you know, I will trust that the combination of those within one film will reach as many people as possible. So that it's something for everyone.
And I understand that process too. The way I do my interviews, a lot of times, you know, there people think there should be a certain way, a certain progress, a certain technique. Some kind of ground rules or blueprints that resumes have and interviews have and everything. I don't go that way because it's my view, and certainly from my own experience, that the information that we talk about today will be determined by others who are going to tune in at some point in time. It isn't necessarily caught in our linear way of thinking. It's a quantum thing. And somewhere down the line, somebody's going to want to know this answer. And here it is. And it may not have made sense in the context we're talking about today. But when the information is needed, it will make perfect sense. And so in a way, we're programming for the future what we're doing right now. And we're already there. I know that may sound a bit convoluted. But that quantum dynamic, that thing that we are not experiencing things in a linear fashion, the way we have been taught. And getting yourself outside of that box is the first step to experiencing these altered states and altered ways of existing in reality that's basically out of time. And then you come back and go, oh, and connect another dot and go back out and explore. It's extraordinary, the opportunities we have right now that are happening to lots of people, not just one. And then we're understanding we need to rethink reality and rethink our own limitations so that we can get to the next level with more awareness and more conscious creation in what's going on right now. Now, does that make sense?
It makes perfect sense to me. And, you know, I love what you said at the end, conscious creation. That's what it's all about, staying present. And I think I'd written something at the end of the Kickstarter campaign about, you know, my job's to be present, to show up, be present, and be prepared to change direction if necessary. And, you know, that's not always easy to do. And because, again, you've got that mental path of how you think things are going to go. You know, I thought the campaign would go a certain way. It's not going that way, so I'm going to have to change direction very soon. And, you know, there's all the things that come along with that. When things don't go the way that you expect, there can be, you know, disappointment and anger and all the things that go along with that. But, you know, it can be hard to see the potential gifts and the blessings in those things as well. And when you start out listening and things in your life seemingly start to fall apart, that can be really scary.
Part of it, though, is that we have so much invested in a perceived outcome that then when that outcome doesn't manifest in the way that we expected, we think, oh, it failed. Instead of saying, point A to point B, this is the result. It isn't a bad, it isn't a good, it's the result, and build from that. If we could get away from that duality of good, bad, and go into evolution of all is necessary. The stumbling blocks are just as important and sometimes even more important than the successes. Because when you succeed, there's no going back and refining or perfecting in most cases. When you fail, you go back and what happened? How can I grow? How can I expand? So somebody who's had a whole lot of successes isn't learning the same type of thing that somebody who's had to go back and reconfigure, redirect. And at the end, there's this incredible amount of learning that comes back through all of those processes of rebuilding, reinventing, reevaluating. It's an amazing, I think, gift to be able to look back and say, and how did that change me? Where the success, it's like, been there, done that. Okay, cool. Yeah, everything's fine.
Absolutely. And it's so funny because I had that exact same conversation with a good friend of mine 2 days ago. Everything you just said, letting go of an outcome, you know, nothing's good or nothing's bad. It really is true. But when you're in the moment, it doesn't feel like that.
Okay, yeah. Well, it doesn't mean it isn't frustrating. It doesn't mean it doesn't make you go, you know, this is so important and nobody gets it. Oh, you know, get with the program. You guys are going to be so sorry you missed out on this great opportunity. Okay, yeah, there's all that too. But in the same thing, it's like, all right, fine. If they don't get it, then what am I missing? What other element needs to be presented is coming to the table that's going to make this a better creation than it was when I originally started out with it. So it's that thing of, and then when you go in that direction and that way of thinking, your vibration then puts you in that space to say, oh, I'm so glad this is here. And I wouldn't have stumbled onto this without that little step aside, that little pause, that redirect that said, not ready, not cooked. Your recipe is still missing the leavening ingredient, or that's it. You know, that when we are not taught to think that way, in my view, or at least in my experience, that's something we are learning right now.
Well, I think, you know, shows like your show and, you know, lots of other people out there who are giving these messages are so important. And, you know, again, that's why I'm making this film, because I want people to have these messages available to them. Not that they're not, but I would think that if I were somebody who was just now looking into, you know, spirituality or, you know, changing their lives in some way, there is so much out there. It's almost overwhelming. You know, how do you know where to start? And each of the people that I've chosen for the film, I trust implicitly, you know, and so as much as anything else, it felt important to present a group of people who you could feel, okay, these are people I can trust. This is what you should feel like. This is what it will feel like. It will feel like expansion, and that you'll feel warmth and compassion and love and trust from these people.
I agree. And doing the work, you know, doing the stuff ourselves, we've seen some of the pitfalls. We've gone through some of the hard knocks, the little ego crushers that say, come on, kiddo. You know, humility is a huge factor. Humility is basically the opener to the door. Once you learn that is kind of like the main ingredient for spiritual evolution, then you can let go of all the other things that say it has to have a specific outcome, because you know every outcome is perfect, because it really revolves around what's going on with consciousness at this time. And we are co-creating. So for me to allow myself to be part of that is saying, hey, we all have something of value. We are all equal participants. I may not get it at the time, yeah, but I still need to be here so that eventually it will kick in.
I think what you said there to me is so important. And I feel that resonates as absolute truth to me. Every single person on this planet is of equal value. There is no better than, there is no less than. And that is so, so true. And we've got a system based on hierarchy, winning. And, you know, anything that just gets people back to that, you know, back to basics in a way is also of great value.
It's a more of a focus on getting back to the need for community and the need, not necessarily for consensus, but for valuing and saying, what does each person bring to the table? And that takes, you know, that it just takes a new way of viewing where we've come to at this point in our time, when a lot of our resources have gone a different direction due to abuse of power, control, somebody saying there isn't enough, that scarcity factor. And not only that, but a perceived manifestation and an active engagement in things that make us feel we live in a scarcity environment. So it's whether it's propaganda, whether it's, you know, some kind of intentional misdirect, it's happening and we're buying into it. And so when you get around that and start looking at all the abundance and all the amazing things we have in our world that were not here 100 years ago, it's like, whoa, let's look at the things that are working and redirect the things that may have misfired, because there is a reason for miscreation. It's so you can get a better grip and redo it in a way that is better the next time around. And it's always there. It's just our ability to focus and to allow ourselves to upgrade sometimes takes a back seat to our fear that we can't do it and that somebody else is going to take it away from us if we do.
Right. And, you know, what you were saying again about that limitation and lack, and I think, you know, tacking on to that, I think the word humble can be misconstrued as well, because that can be seen as keeping yourself small. It doesn't have to be. You can be humble, but you can also be joyfully and exuberantly yourself and be your biggest, your biggest possible self, and bringing your light to the world. I think humble, the word humble is misconstrued a lot. I think if people see it, oh, if I'm humble, I must be small.
Or weak.
Yes.
Weak would be another word, but some of the people who are the best teachers have the most extraordinary quality of humility, because they say, it isn't about me. I don't have to take credit. It's about the result. And the result is we all win. We are all better because we have allowed ourselves to become a cohesive unit, an empowered whole. And that goes to the divine one. All is connected. And so that's, yeah. You know, all of this stuff, of course, you know, this is philosophy. This is just speaking. But it comes through in the way you live your life, in the things you choose to do, the things you choose to promote. And you are promoting others who, you're right, this whole stuff right now, all of the intuitive field is extremely overwhelming. But it gives you, through a project like this, a way of tuning into people who might have some information directed at the highest good. That's how I evaluate it. And that's how I think that you're program, your project is at this point evolving, bringing those people to the table who present this message. And so whether it results in the immediate outcome you have right now or one down the road, it's still a work in progress. And that's the cool part about it.
It is. And the other thing, I think it's important to say that this is fun for me. This is what I love to do. I think in the past, I'd always felt a sense of mission. Since I was a teenager, like there was something I was supposed to do, and it was very serious, and I was very serious about it, and, you know, I was like, but, you know,
yeah.
the truth of it is that, you know, and it's what you said about the whole and the unified whole. The whole is made up of individuals, but, you know, and I've said this to people before, you know, if you're happy, you're actually benefiting other people. Because any individual improvement, any individual positive change benefits the whole. And they kind of look at me like, you know, what? Because that's seen as being selfish. If you choose to do what you love, if you're happy, if you're taking very good care of yourself and you're being the light that you are, that's somehow selfish. When, you know, I feel that in reality, it's the exact opposite of that.
Yeah, and for me, I think that too. You have to get yourself together first. You really have to do that. Otherwise, all the places you didn't get yourself together show up in the cracks. very quickly. And there's somebody always looking there. You know, just don't kid yourself. Some people live for that. And so it's like, well, okay, fine. Enjoy yourself immensely because they're still going to be there no matter what I do. I can't get rid of them. And there are wonderful quotes on that, I know. But, you know, that thing of that's how the light gets in, you know, that those little versions. You have to come to terms with being human. Yeah. And Alexandra Austin, I'm going to have to let you go. The last minute here, though, go ahead and how do people connect with you and just give us a final push.
Sure. Well, the project has another 2 days to go. It's on Kickstarter. It's a long URL. So if you go to kickstarter.com and just type in Spirit Interviews in the Discover tab, the website is 3flamemedia.com. And also on Facebook, facebook.com/3flamemedia. And all the information is on the page. There are interview clips, video from the six interviews shot so far, and just, you know, all the information that you could need about what the project's about. And I would love it if people would pledge.
And I appreciate your time. I appreciate what you're doing. I'm hoping that this will be something that, you know, that we'll see in the next, you know, 6 months or year. I know sometimes that takes a little longer than that, but at least, you know, a progress report. Will you keep up on that as well?
Oh, absolutely. And this film will be made no matter what. So, Wendy, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. It's been wonderful talking to you.
Thank you. Thank you. And we look forward to seeing the result and hearing more from you, Alexandra Austin. I'm Wendy Garrett. I appreciate your time. Thank you for doing what you're doing and adding your energy to projects like this. You can go on and check out that and see if you want to participate as well. 3flame Media Facebook page. You can check it out. Thank you for listening. Have a fabulous day and check out the other interviews here with Conscious Living on Empower Radio.